You know, this is a great night for, we all are having a change of heart because we're away from the TV. You're not watching anybody fight. You're not watching what went wrong and who's bad. And you're out looking at something that's positive and moving forward. And actually, we're making money for something that's going to help people who are making this all possible. It's called America. We have the money that comes in so that we can keep the troops going, and the people who are supporting them are actually their families. I wanted to say that before I bring Bob back out here again. You know, I think the big problem we have in our country is the family structure is falling apart more than as, you know. These are all controversial things now, you know. Everybody's separated because what happened was the cell phone has put us together and separated us. It's a dichotomy. Now, I tell a story about Satan and how he was, in the religious world, he supposedly has 10,000 years of ruling this earth. And then he has to go back to God. That's the way the story goes in the scriptures. So Satan's called back to God. And God says, hey, Satan, what do you think was your best work in all the time that you ran that place? And Satan said, I think 9/11, that was stunning. That was my. And he said, what was number two? He said, World War II. Boy, did we do it. That was my, I loved Hitler. So he said, what was number three? He said, the cell phone. And you know, we're living with this thing that puts us together and separates us. And we don't know how to behave with it yet because it's new and it's taking on its own rhythm. But on one hand, it's the kids. I know my kids, the reason they like to text is so I don't know where they are. And, you know, it's one of the, and I have a daughter who grows marijuana in California. It used to be called medical till this year. And she's a botanist, excuse me. The Bill Gates of the weed. And I have this these grandchildren, and they all really love what's going on in the event of watching video games. And I think in the video games, we want things to happen quickly. But the generation, this is what I'm getting at, the generation that follows them, which is the millennials that we're living through now, those are the ones that we have, our little spoiled children, the ones that have followed them, this next generation, like the ones who marched this last weekend, they have a different vision, and they're really cool. They want things to be different and good, and they have another value. So that's where I put my faith and hope, and I think that's what I wanted to say to you, is the good news is that this next group that's coming up is really terrific, and you'll see. Watch, remember what I said in 2018, you know. I mean, this is a wonderful time in life, because these kids have the spirit, they have the faith, and that's what you're going to experience again now as an adult with Bob Passaccia and my great friend and tonight's great event. Bob has the spirit, like I mentioned earlier. He has a good heart and he has fun and he really likes what he's doing. How about that for a change, huh? Boy, if we could only get government to do that. So we got a guy here that's going to come back out and do another set. I wanted to kill a little time and be a little bit philosophical tonight and celebrate the military because they've done so much for us, and now we want to do a little bit for them. So the guy who's been doing this for years and raising money for Fisher House, Bob Passaccia.
You know, I want to thank a few people tonight. At the top of the list is Joey Reynolds. He introduced me to the Iridium people, and Scott Babarino was just fantastic, unreal. And there's a couple of other people I'd like to mention here tonight also. And at the top of the list is my Gloria, because without her, forget about the lyrics, forget about the contract, forget about everything. And the guy that's silently responsible for a whole bunch of things in the last few months with us is Howie Rosen. Howie is just a fabulous guy, and he's a dear friend. And I'd like to dedicate this next song, Howie, to you and your family and everybody here, because we're going to take a little trip. Because the truth of the matter is, over the years, there have been thousands and hundreds of songs written about cities, places, and all kinds of things. But tonight, we're going to take a trip around the world And we gotta get ready. Is everybody ready here? Come on, I wanna hear it.
I'm recording.
Let's go. Come on.
Can that be when you go around the world? You gotta come back.
me to the moon and let me sing among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, once I get you up there, where that air is red, oh man, we're gonna fly, absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I don't know if I paid the toll to go to Kansas City. You know, I had such a difficult time trying to decide what songs to do tonight with love songs. But this has become a favorite that I just love to share with all of you here tonight. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? No words could ever show the you I've come to know. If a ship is launched and where am I to go? There's no one here but you. You're all that's left me to.
Nagila Hava,
everyone's in trouble. I gotta tell you a little story about this song. It was written in 1928 in Europe, in Germany. You didn't know that, right? And it was written for a show called The Three Penny Opera. And it traveled all over Europe and was very, very successful up until World War II. And it went to sleep. It didn't come to the States until the early 50s. And like I said before, the legendary Satchmo Louis Armstrong, 1956, was the first one to record it. And man, when he got it, everybody grabbed a hold of it. But in 1958, a beautiful young man by the name of Mr. Bobby Darin, man, with his arrangement, with his lyrics, and his style, brought it around the world again. In the early 60s, the chairman himself, Mr. Frank Sinatra, decided to record it. And he mentioned Louis Armstrong and Lady Ella and congratulated Bobby Darin. So I'm going to share this with you my way. You ready? Oh, that shot, baby, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them, oh, pearly white. Just a jackknife as old Mac Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. On that sidewalk, baby, now, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body, just losing life. Someone sneaking round that corner. Tell me that someone, I'll be Mac tonight. Come on, let's swing on the tugboat, baby. Down, down by the river, don't you know? There's a cement bag just drooping on down. That cement is there strictly for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten. Oh, Maggie's back in town. The Louis Miller, oh, oh, he disappeared, babe. Drawing out, oh, oh, all his heart and cash. Now Mac Heath bending just like Sonny Orsa. Could it be, oh, oh, our boy's done something rad. Oh, Suki Toad, great baby, duck, look out for a window. And Joey Reynolds, and glory be. Oh, that line falls on the right. Stupid boat. Oh, beautiful.